Welcome to the Bone Coach Show, dedicated to helping you understand all things related to diet, lifestyle, bone health, and how you can live and thrive with low bone density and osteoporosis. I'm your host, Kevin Ellis, certified health coach, health and wellness speaker, and above all else, your bone coach. After being diagnosed with osteoporosis in my early 30s, I transformed my health through diet and lifestyle and now help my clients and community members do the same through my online coaching practice, BoneCoach.com. Look, there are no quick and easy cures for low bone density, but the choices we make every single day can have a powerful impact on our bones, our health, and our general well-being. I'll share the research, interview the experts, and help you figure out how to get the conditions right in your body so you can better your bones through diet and lifestyle. A short disclaimer, I'm not a medical doctor, and this show should not be considered medical advice. Always consult with your healthcare team before making medical decisions and changes to your diet and lifestyle. With that being said, let's get on to the show. Hey, it's your Bone Coach, Kevin Ellis. Welcome to this Bone Coach Quick Note. These quick notes are designed to give you targeted, research-backed information on bone health topics in the shortest amount of time. As great as podcasts are, sometimes we just don't have time to listen to a 30-minute or a one-hour podcast episode, so these Bone Coach Quick Notes can help. Today's Bone Coach Quick Note is on magnesium. But before we get to it, I want to quickly encourage you, if you're newly diagnosed and you haven't done so already, pause this episode, head over to BoneCoach.com, sign up for the free 7-day osteoporosis kickstart. You'll get my best research-backed tips on how to take charge of your bone health. So head on over to BoneCoach.com. Do that now. You'll be glad you did. Okay, back to our Bone Coach Quick Note. Today, we're talking about magnesium. Now, magnesium is unbelievably important, not just for our bones, but also for our overall health. One of the primary functions of magnesium is that we need it to make proteins in our body. So when you eat proteins in your diet, be it from animals, eggs, fish, dairy, beans, peas, and rice, whatever, through the process of digestion, we break those proteins down into their smaller constituent parts called amino acids. And once we absorb those amino acids, we can then rebuild them in our bodies into various proteins. But we need magnesium to do this. Just about everything in the body is a protein or is made of proteins. Bones are made of protein. They're about 50% protein by volume. Muscles and other body tissues are made of proteins. The sex hormones, estrogen and testosterone, and the stress hormone cortisol, they're made using proteins. So we need magnesium to make proteins in the body. Next really important function of magnesium, we need magnesium to use energy in the body. Inside our cells, we produce a special kind of energy called adenosine triphosphate, ATP. ATP is fundamental to all cell and body functions, and everything that requires ATP requires magnesium. So without energy, without ATP, without magnesium, our bodies can't function properly. What else does magnesium do? Magnesium regulates the hormones parathyroid hormone and calcitonin, responsible for maintaining blood calcium levels. It partners with ATP to control the distribution and proper use of calcium in the body. Magnesium helps maintain proper electrolyte balance and function, and that's just barely scratching the surface. It's involved in over 300 functions in the body, and it's a key structural element in our bones. Like calcium, the majority of magnesium is found in our bones. 50 to 60% of magnesium is present in the bones, and most of the rest of it is found in the soft tissues. Less than 1% of total magnesium is in our blood. When we don't have enough magnesium, these are some of the signs and symptoms you might feel: tired, weak, and fatigued. You might have muscle cramps, high blood pressure, abnormal heart rhythms, insomnia, irritability, loss of appetite, nausea. Severe magnesium deficiency can result in low parathyroid hormone, PTH, low activated vitamin D, low serum calcium, which is called hypocalcemia, low potassium levels, which is called hypokalemia. And as it relates to bone health, magnesium deficiency leads to reduced bone formation and increased bone breakdown. The most common and accessible way to find out if you're deficient in magnesium is you can ask your doctor to order a red blood cell RBC magnesium test. This test measures the amount of magnesium present in your cells over the previous 3 to 4 months. How much magnesium should you be getting each day? The National Institutes for Health recommends a daily intake, an RDI, of 320 milligrams for women and 420 milligrams for men. But these guidelines are based on making sure we maintain magnesium levels in our body over time. They're not focused on improving any health conditions we may be facing, which in our case is osteoporosis. Keep in mind too, as your calcium and vitamin D intake increases, so too does your need for magnesium. So what's the right ratio for calcium to magnesium? Most of the studies done on calcium to magnesium ratios involve food frequency questionnaires, where people are asked questions about what they ate over a given time period to assess relationships between dietary habits and disease. And what these studies have found is that a calcium to magnesium ratio above 2 to 1, that's 2 calcium to 1 magnesium, has been associated with increased risk of metabolic, inflammatory, and cardiovascular disorders. In other words, you need to balance calcium with magnesium at the very least in a 2 to 1 ratio. By the way, the recommended daily intake for calcium is 1,200 milligrams. That's one of the reasons why I said your needs may very well be much greater than the RDI of 320 to 420 milligrams. Okay, I know why I need it. I know what it looks like when I don't have enough. I know how much I should be getting in a day. Where do I get it? Okay, the best dietary sources of magnesium, green leafy vegetables, including spinach, chard, kale, beet greens, but these are also high oxalate vegetables, which I'll be talking about in another episode. Avocados are a great source. Legumes, beans, and lentils. If these are part of your diet, you want to make sure you're soaking, sprouting, and cooking them to reduce the anti-nutrients and increase the availability of nutrients. Bananas, seaweed, dark chocolate. The darker the chocolate, the better. 80, 85, 90% cacao. Those are pretty dark. There's less sugar, it's more satiating, you don't need to eat a lot of it. A brand of dark chocolate I personally enjoy is called Alter Eco. They've got minimal ingredients, fair trade, good company. Flax seeds, also a source of magnesium. Pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, almonds, cashews. Now, these seeds and nuts that I just listed are high in omega-6s, which can be inflammatory in high amounts. So we don't want to be eating handfuls of these each day. I'll be covering omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids in another episode. Okay, now let's talk about magnesium supplementation. Look, like most of you, I'd prefer to get every vitamin, mineral, and nutrient I can from food, but that's not always possible. Not only do we have mineral depletion in our soils, but how do you know that the amounts of these minerals we see in the nutritional databases are actually in our food? Because a vegetable grown in mineral-rich soil with the right conditions could have a dramatically different nutrient profile than one that's not. That's why I would encourage you to keep an open mind when it comes to making sure your body is getting the nutrients it needs. Since this is the first episode on a specific nutrient, I also want to make it clear that whenever I'm talking about supplementation, I'm speaking generally. Your individual needs will be completely different than the next person. So before you start incorporating supplements into your routine, you might consider doing some sort of testing to find out where your nutrient levels are at, and you should also consult with your doctor. With regards to magnesium supplementation, probably the most common complaint people have with magnesium is loose stools. If you take too much too quick, you'll know it, and you'll probably be heading to the bathroom. Even with the forms that don't typically cause loose stools, it's always best to start low and slow, and that goes pretty much with most supplementation anyway. If supplementing earlier in the day, you could use a form of magnesium that's more energizing, like malate, orotate, taurinate. Magnesium citrate is a highly absorbable form, but in higher amounts, it can cause loose stools when you're first starting out, so just be aware of that. Magnesium glycinate is a great form of magnesium and is highly absorbable. Why is it a great form? Because the magnesium is combined with the amino acid glycine. And glycine can promote feelings of calm, improve sleep quality, promote a healthy circadian rhythm, can help with detoxification, energy, and glycine is a major constituent of collagen, the most abundant protein in our bodies. Other highly absorbable forms of magnesium are buffered chelates. So when you look on the label, it will say something like bisglycinate chelate. And what that is where the magnesium is sandwiched in between two glycine amino acids. And these glycine amino acids are like bodyguards for the magnesium that help it make its way through to be absorbed. And this sandwiching enhances its availability and helps reduce competition with other minerals like calcium. Also, when it's in this buffered chelate form, it's much easier on the digestive system and can help eliminate those loose stools or upset stomach if you're having that with other forms. I would avoid magnesium oxide altogether because it's a poorly absorbed form. You can find some of these in individual forms, or you can find them in a multivitamin preparation, and I'll link to some examples over at bonecoach.com/magnesium. Important notes on magnesium before we wrap up this Bone Coach Quick Note. Magnesium is a mineral. We can't make minerals in our body, so we need to get them through diet and supplementation. Number two, magnesium is water soluble and does not need to be taken with a meal to be absorbed. Number three, magnesium competes with calcium for absorption in the intestines. So you don't want to take a large amount, like 400 to 500 milligrams of calcium, for example, at the same time you're taking 400 to 500 milligrams of magnesium, because you're not going to absorb all of that. So you may decide to completely separate the two, or you may decide to take smaller amounts of both, like 100, 150, 250 milligrams at different points throughout the day. Ultimately, though, you need to figure out what's right for you. How are you going to incorporate this into your day in a way that's sustainable and enjoyable, so that the entire focus of your life isn't worrying about your food and your supplements? Because there are much greater areas to be placing our focus: our families, our kids, our grandkids, and just living and enjoying life. Just my two cents. One last reminder, if you haven't done so already, head over to bonecoach.com, sign up for that free 7-day osteoporosis kickstart. It's going to tell you the exact information you need right now to start improving your bone health and build stronger bones. Again, that's at bonecoach.com. Thanks for tuning into this Bone Coach Quick Note on magnesium. I'm your Bone Coach, Kevin Ellis. See you in the next episode.